More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good Wednesday evening. It's nice. The rain has swept away. The sun is out. Great to have you here on WILS 81 right now. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Tonight, you'll hear about this frightening new challenge called the Blue Whale Challenge. It's an online game kids are playing that is leading to death for many of them. We'll also break down what's happening with Donald Trump Jr. John Leboutelier will be here to explain what the consequences of this latest scandal might be. If it is a scandal, it's hard to tell what's happening. But let's talk about what happened in Lansing today. The Michigan House today passing the Good Jobs for Michigan package of bills. It's going to create all kinds of tax incentives for companies bringing jobs to Michigan. Jim Tedder, Republican State Representative and Chairman of the Tax Policy Committee, is right here with us on WILS. Jim, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, and there was an attempt to pass this back in June, right? And the vote got pulled. How much work did it take to get this through?
Well, leading up to June, I would say it took a substantial amount of work to get it through, because I would say, up front, myself and most of my colleagues are often reluctant to consider incentive packages. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the coalition did their job in articulating the benefits of the package and expressing that, they must first demonstrate job growth before reaping any of the benefits of the package. So, with respect to your question, today wasn't such a heavy lift. I think there was a general sentiment that if folks were supporting it back in June, they would likewise be supportive today, and that that stood to be the case. You know,
it passed in a strong way, 71-35. But I'm curious, how much of it is about getting this Taiwanese electronics manufacturer Foxconn into Michigan? How much of this is about that?
Well, I will tell you, for myself and many of our House colleagues, very little. And I say that because there were, amendments proposed by the governor's office that, at the end of the day, we couldn't support, couldn't support right now.
You're saying amendments targeted specifically to Foxconn?
I wouldn't say it was them specifically, but certainly one could argue a targets that might benefit the footprint of a company of the size of Foxconn.
Okay, because they could potentially bring, thousands of jobs to Michigan, right?
Yeah, that's the expectation. You know, Foxconn is looking to bring 3 to 4 major facilities to the United States, and Michigan, often a rare situation here, is in the running with Ohio and Wisconsin.
So the Good Jobs for Michigan bills, just give us an overview. How big are the incentives here?
Yeah, it starts with a company creating 250 or more new certified jobs in Michigan. Now, those jobs need to have an annual wage that is equal to 125% or more of the prosperity region average wage, or 10 prosperity regions within Michigan. I'm within prosperity region 10 here in Southeast. And so in my area, you're talking probably around a $62,500 job. Now, if those 250 jobs are created and maintained year by year, the firms could capture up to 100% of the withholding tax captures for 10 years. The next threshold is a threshold of creating 500 or more certified jobs with an average annual wage equal or greater to the average wage, 100% of that average wage. Now, they would only capture 50% of the income tax withholding revenues for up to 5 years.
And the company just gets to keep that, you're saying?
Yeah, for that period of time, correct. And then the third category, one, of course, to attract the big fish, if you will, that would, and this was an amendment back in June that we adopted in committee, and that would create 3,000 or more certified new jobs in Michigan with a wage equal or greater to the average wage.
Right.
And that would allow the company to capture 100% of income tax for up to 10 years. Those are the three broad categories within the legislation.
Talking to State Representative Jim Tedder here on WILS, Chairman of the Tax Policy Committee. So the it's called the Michigan Freedom Fund. They're supported by the DeVos family. They came out with a statement. They said the quote, "We are extremely disappointed in self-described conservatives in the State House who refused to approve income tax relief for everyday Michigan workers and instead today voted for crony capitalist tax giveaways to a few handpicked big businesses." What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I'm gonna push back a little bit on that, Michael, and I'll say this, that there wasn't a bigger champion in the House. You know, there are a few of us anyway that that worked hard to achieve the meaningful income tax reform for Michiganders. We haven't ceased that effort, but you know, you have to have a dance partner in order to get those things accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
My motivation and the motivation for many of my conservative members really defaulted back to the promise that many of us made, and that was to defer to local control. I'm very fortunate. I have local leaders both at the township level, and you know, we got Matt Gibb, lieutenant to our county executive Brooks Patterson, in charge of who's in charge of economic development, and you know, all of my locals provided really compelling arguments for why it's good for our home team here, and I think a majority of my Republican members supporting local control and knowing who to surround themselves with opted at the end to support this.
So you said that you need a dance partner. Why was there no dance partner for the income tax cut and there was for the good jobs package?
You know, I can't answer why we didn't quite have a dance partner in the Senate. I know my counterpart, Jack Brandenburg, was enthusiastic and remains so. He's taken a little slower, more deliberative approach on the income tax front. But at least in the short run, I think the Senate leadership is focused on other priorities. And, you know, I think a majority of the members in both chambers deemed that this incentive plan, which at the end of the day is pretty nominal, was worth a shot.
Right. So the Senate did pass it also today, right?
Yeah, they, as I understand it, we expect them to have concurred. I didn't follow through, but knowing that we had adjourned for the day gave me a reasonable expectation that the Senate would concur with all that we had passed,
right,
and sent back to them, because this had made out of the Senate some time ago.
And the governor's a big supporter also?
Yes, he is. He is. And I think he'd like to have seen it gone a little bit further, but I think many of us that didn't want to muddy the waters and blow up the prospect of this succeeding at any level.
What is it the governor wanted that didn't get in here?
You know, I think he would have liked to find some additional enticements for a larger company like a Foxconn,
mm-hmm.
You know, for example, allowing for the capture of sales and use tax during the construction phase. If a large company of over 3,000 new employees were to locate in Michigan, that they'd be able to capture that revenue, and also perhaps some consideration for capture of the income tax of the construction workers during the construction phase. And there were,
That was not part of it then.
It is not part of it. You know, again, I think providing the category for the 3,000 jobs within this bill package does allow them to at least capture the income tax for those within that range.
So how immediately do you expect we'll see a reaction from businesses where we'll see them coming in and creating all these jobs?
You know, I'm not sure. I know, you know, with respect to what the governor and his team are working on, and I know, again, my counterparts here at the county level have been working hard to draw and attract companies to invest in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a 30-day effective date on this package, so, you know, who knows? Perhaps we could see some positive announcements by the end of summer.
Gotcha. You said Foxconn was not really the focus, but how much did they come up in the conversation?
It depends. It depends who's at the table you're talking with. I will say, in all fairness to the Good Jobs Coalition, you know, headed by business leaders of Michigan, that that was not their focus. Their focus has always remained sort of more of a big tent, broad brush incentive here that was really available to any current Michigan company or new company that sought to expand their workforce at a large scale.
Gotcha. And this, we're creating new jobs. Any other companies other than Foxconn, any other ones come to mind that could potentially be coming in immediately to take advantage of this?
You know, I personally don't know offhand. I do know that there was there's some companies looking to locate back here in my region.
Yeah, like that, which ones? Can you tell me some?
You know, I'm trying to.
Okay, I'm putting you on the spot here. But what?
Yeah.
So that's it. And so what's the vote occurred today? You've adjourned, and what's the when's the House coming back together then?
Well, we've got a scheduled session day in August, in mid-August, but my expectation is that I don't see any real heavy lifts between now and September the 6th. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll be, you know, focusing on our districts between now and September 6th and then reconvening on the 6th.
It's Jim Tedder, Republican State Representative Jim Tedder. He's the chairman of the Tax Policy Committee. The House today passing the Good Jobs for Michigan package of bills. Jim, great to have you on WILS. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.